Good enough, Cecil. Wasn't that smart of me?
What?
Well, the way I got out of that.
Yeah, that was great. Your uncle finds us going through his papers, and you tell him we were looking for a mouse.
Oh, it's a good thing I can think so fast.
I'm a stranger.
I don't know what it is. My mind always acted like that. Thoughts just come to me before I think of them.
Yeah.
You were flustered, weren't you?
I guess you weren't.
No, I wasn't, Cecil. I knew just what to say.
What did you stutter around for, then, when he asked us what we were doing in his desk?
Well, I was just giving you time to look innocent.
Yeah. We both had that silly look on our faces like kids caught stealing cookies.
Well, it's all right now, anyhow.
I'll bet your uncle puts a padlock on his desk after this.
Oh, yes, of course. You want to keep the mice out.
Oh, this is dumb. I'm going home.
Oh, so that's the way you're going to be. So that's it. One of those kind of persons.
One of what kind of persons?
Very well. If that's the way you feel, very well.
Fine. Then let's just forget all about this romance thing.
Well, you can forget about it. But I could never forget such an example of tenderness and devotion. It's too wonderful.
I tell you, Sally, Aunt Bess has forgotten all about this egg long before I was born.
Oh, Cecil, you don't know what a woman keeps in her heart.
Oh, you give me a pain, Sally, when you talk like that.
Well, it's too bad we couldn't find a picture like the one your Aunt Bess kept. I'm just sure that there is one and that Uncle Thomas is the same person.
Well, it's just as well. Aunt Bess wouldn't be interested in him now, even if he was the long-lost would-be bricklayer.
Why, Cecil, Uncle Thomas is very interesting.
What to? A bug hunter? Well, I'm going.
Are you trying to be funny, Mr. Cecil?
I don't know, am I?
No, you're not. I guess you don't think so much of my uncle.
Oh, but I didn't say it.
Well, I bet if your aunt had the chance, she'd be crazy about him.
She'd have to be crazy.
Oh, so that's the way the wind blows, is it?
Oh, it seems pretty calm to me. Sally, you know that this is silly. I've told you that all along.
You always think that love and devotion and faithfulness, the most beautiful things in life, are silly.
Well, this is anyhow. You know darn well your uncle wouldn't go out of his way to look at my aunt. And Aunt Bess wouldn't cross the street to see him.
Why not? Especially if they knew each other when they were young.
Yeah, well, that was centuries ago. Your uncle's fat now.
Well, that's all right. He's got personality.
It'll do him a lot of good. No one loves a fat man.
Uncle Thomas is handsome. He's very handsome.
Where and when?
Well, he is. And I'll bet your aunt will think so, too, when she meets him.
I only hope she doesn't laugh at him.
So, Mr. Cecil, you think your aunt is too good for my uncle, do you?
Well, she wouldn't want to get an old duck like he is, Sally.
So my uncle is an old duck, is he?
Well, goose, then. Is that better?
So that's what you think of my uncle, is it?
I'm not saying what I think.
Well, I wouldn't let my uncle marry your aunt now. Now.
Oh, she wouldn't have him anyhow. Not on a silver platter.
Oh, she wouldn't, would she? Well, I like that.
What would she do with him? He wears glasses.
Well, so does your aunt.
Your uncle carries an umbrella.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but Aunt Bess wouldn't like the kind of a man that carries an umbrella.
Well, she likes bricklayers.
Well,
her aunt.
Can't you think of any?
No. Yes. No.
There aren't any.
Oh, Cecil, your aunt isn't perfect.
Oh, she's pretty darn near it.
I thought you said she's always bawling you out.
Well, that's all right. It could be my fault once in a while.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear you admit that you're wrong once in a while.
I didn't admit anything. I said it could be.
Well, I'm sure that my uncle wouldn't like your aunt. That is, if your aunt wouldn't like my uncle.
Well, you can just call it all washed up, then. If my aunt was going to get soft-headed about anybody at her age, she'd pick out somebody lots better looking than your uncle.
Oh, is that so? Well, if my uncle decided to make some woman happy by marrying her, he would pick out somebody younger than your aunt.
What's age got to do with it? That makes my aunt all the smarter. I know. Your uncle would go for some old man's darling, a bird in a goldfish bowl.
My uncle has good taste. He always shows good taste.
What about that purple tie he had on down at the store the other day? The one you said you hid later.
Well, goodness, but I'd hate to have a nasty memory like you have.
Aunt Bess is a whole lot better off like she is. She's got me. What more does she want? I'm going to get rich someday. Then we'll be sitting pretty.
Yes, you would think of something like that. Be selfish. Live just for yourself and get old and mean.
Well, that's what your uncle is doing. He looks pretty happy.
That's because he has a sweet disposition to begin with.
Yeah, sweet like sauerkraut. You told me that he raises heck when his toast burns at breakfast. Denied that.
No, why should I? He has the right to get mad.
You never find me getting mad at little things. No, me and my aunt are above such little things. What would your uncle have to offer my aunt?
Why, he's a big businessman.
Yeah, big and fat.
Everybody knows him and likes him. He's sweet and he's nice.
Yeah,
and
that's a whole lot. Well, my aunt knows when she's well off.
If your aunt had the chance to marry my uncle, she would jump at it.
Yeah, jump in the opposite direction and run for her life.
Now, Cecil, I've heard about enough. You can't talk down my uncle. I don't care who you are.
I'm not talking him down. I'm just telling you why my Aunt Bess couldn't see him for a smoke. He's not her type, that's all.
If you say another word about Uncle Thomas, I'll tell him.
Go ahead, tattletale. Tell him all about what you're planning on doing, Miss Cupid. Huh, he'll love that.
Well, maybe I won't tell him. He's liable to fire you.
There's nothing for you to get mad over. I'm just telling you why my aunt wouldn't accept your uncle.
She would be the most lucky person on earth if Uncle Thomas had serious intentions about her. She would.
Well, lots of people think that rain and storms are lucky. It's all in the way you look at it.
Uncle Thomas would be the biggest catch of the year now.
Oh, catch of what? Flounders? Aunt Bess is no sap. Oh, she's too old anyhow.
Well, I'm glad to hear you admit something. Well, my uncle isn't too old to do anything. He'll never get old. That's the kind of an uncle I have.
Yeah, Rip Van Winkle.
And let me tell you this, Mr. Cecil. He'll never see your aunt. I wouldn't let him meet her now if she was the last woman on earth and Uncle Thomas didn't have anyone to sew his buttons on. And I'll put that on pencil and paper if you want me to. There, now. Good night.